How's the koi like cattle? What stringencies relating to cattle do we apply to the koi? The fat of the koi. There's certain fats that are forbidden on an animal, but they're only forbidden on a domesticated animal, on cattle. So we say that the fats of this koi are forbidden, like the fats of a domesticated animal. But we do not. If a person eats it, he's not liable for kares, for his soul is not cut off. And that's because it's doubtful, right? We're not actually sure if it is in this category or not. The einu nilkach bekesef maase lechol b'Yerushalayim, maase sheini, second tide money that was taken up to Jerusalem. Often they would buy animals to eat it. They would take the animals and offer them up as sacrifices and eat it, as we mentioned. And so this koi, a person couldn't buy because you couldn't buy this koi with maase sheini money, because if you did, you would have to offer it up as a sacrifice, and you couldn't offer it up as a sacrifice because we weren't sure if it was cattle or not, so you weren't allowed to do that. So a person couldn't buy this koi with maase sheini money. And also the gifts that would go to a kohen, you know, whenever you shechted an animal, whenever you slaughtered an animal, you had to give the kohen certain gifts: the shoulder, two cheeks, and the maw, part of the stomach. So this over here, this animal was subject, according to the first opinion, if you shechted, if you slaughtered it to eat it, you had to give these gifts to the kohen from the animal. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He exempts the owner from these priestly gifts. Why? Because of the principle we mentioned before, amotzi mechavera alavaraya, that the burden of proof lies on the claimant. So the owner of the koi can say to the priest, you know, if you think these are yours, these gifts, come and prove that this koi actually falls into the category of animals, domestic animals, that from which I have to give you gifts. And obviously the priest can't prove that, and therefore he doesn't get the gifts. And brings it here at the end of the Kohati that the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer. So from the koi, the gifts to the kohen of the shoulder, the two cheeks, and the maw wouldn't be given to the kohen from a koi.